Upfront Books presents How People Change, written by Timothy S. Lane and Paul David Tripp, and narrated by Richard Merton. Foreword, written by David Pallison. The Word of God contains hundreds of thousands of words, but no photographs, drawings, maps, or charts. God's words are all words, and yet your Bible is a colorful picture book, a vivid storybook, and more. It's as multi-sensory as life itself. You are meant to see, in your mind's eye, the wildflowers tended by no one but God. You are meant to feel the apprehension as Esther steps into the Persian throne room uninvited. You are meant to feel the gladness of hosannas and the sting of mocking. You taste roasted grain, apples, raisin cakes, and honey, and become able to imagine how wisdom might be sweeter than honey. You smell incense and cedar, fresh bread and lamp oil, blood and fire and smoke, and learn something about the mercies and glories of the Lord. As Jesus' life story unfolds, you sense the mounting hostility from religious leaders, the stunned disappointment in his disciples when he is killed, and then the dawning of indestructible joy as they realize he is alive and well. God tells dramatic stories. He puts earthy metaphors to work. Reading and listening, you see moving pictures in your head, so the impact is visceral as well as conceptual. God speaks earthy, holy words in order to change you, not just to give you more information. Compare the impact of the following sentences. First, the Bible says that God loves people. Second, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Both statements are true. They even mean the same thing, but they don't do the same thing. The second statement gets to you, stays with you, works on you. That's because it comes with pictures and stories attached. In the pages that follow, Tim Lane and Paul Tripp intend to teach you things about how the Christian life works. This isn't for theory, it's for real. So the truths they teach come with pictures and stories attached. Tim and Paul will give you stories about real people, illustrating the ways that God's grace operates in our lives. In fact, frequently you will be asked to add your own story to make what is taught personally relevant. This book will also use one particular visual image throughout chapters 3 through 14, chapters that mirror the lessons in the How People Change curriculum. It pictures two kinds of plants growing in the burning desert. The barren thorn bush grows where there is no moisture. The fruit tree flourishes where its roots tap a steady source of sweet water. The Lord, who laid down his life for us, is that spring of living water. The authors asked me to write this foreword because they borrowed their particular visual image from a course called The Dynamics of Biblical Change that I first developed in the 1980s. I'm honored to be credited by two respected colleagues who were formerly my students. But of course, I can't take much credit. I also borrowed that visual image from the Bible in Jeremiah 17 and simply adapted it into a more comprehensive metaphor for the Christian life. I hope that this picture will assist listeners, helping you to take to heart and put into practice all that you will be hearing in the chapters that follow. In the wider world, as in the church, many voices cry out in our ears. Listen to me. I'm important. I will give you happiness, health, money, knowledge, success, love. A few of those voices are in fact important and helpful, but most of those voices are simply hot air. At best, the things they offer are not nearly as important as they're made out to be. At worst, they get it all backwards. What about how people change? If the authors speak truly, then you need to listen. It's really important, a matter of life or death, whether or not you grow up into a wiser human being. Nothing you desire can compare with her wisdom. Proverbs 3, verse 15. In fact, there's only one thing more important. Here's how God himself weighs in on the question. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. Let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight. Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24. How people change starts with God and so avoids the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?